Hi, this is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, give it to me. Yes, give it to me deeper, deeper, baby. Give me that girl dick. Oh yes. Oh, oh, honey, honey. Oh shit, what are you doing here? Oh my gosh, you weren't supposed to get home from your job for another 2 hours. Why the fuck are you here so early? You know that I need my alone time at home, and here you are, come ruining it again. Well, now you know my little secret. You always asked what my special little alone time at home was all about, and now you can see. Yeah, you can see that I never intended to use any of that time I had alone at home doing boring shit, like cleaning or cooking. That's why I always ask for your help doing the boring shit when you got home, and you always did it. And honestly, I have always thought that you were spineless for just unquestionably accepting it and picking those chores up. Like, what is this shit about standing up for the house even supposed to mean? That shit doesn't make my pussy feel good. So why should I ever fucking bother with it? Oh, who is this that I'm fucking in our marital bed? Well, you mean this strong, tall, and hung woman with the huge fucking titties that was just turning my pussy inside out with her massive fucking dick? Well, this beautiful transgender woman pounding my tender holes is Kaylin. And I'm just going to come clean since you clearly know intimately about what me and her get up to now. I have Kaylin come over to our house every day while you're at work to satisfy me in ways that your weak little pinprick never could. I mean, just look at her massive girl dick. Oh, just over 9 inches of pure, virile sexual energy locked up in this girl's superior cock. And her gigantic tits, too. Oh, my God. The way they swing above me when she fucks me is just divine. And the muscles on each of her biceps are bigger than your fucking head. You know she could crush your skull in an instant if she wanted to. So don't even think about coming close, bitch boy. I mean, compared with you, she has to be at least twice your length. Have you ever wondered why I'm always walking around the house in slutty clothes but never fucking you? Or why I always end up going to bed a tired mess, even though I just stay home all day while you were working to support me? It's because all of my energy goes into pleasing and pleasuring the dicks of several different hung trannies from around town. Oh, that's right. I fuck so many more trannies than just Kaylin. My holes are always open to please hung women because trans women just fuck better than men. Trans women just know how to please us better than men. Isn't that right, Kaylin? The trannies around town just know I'm always open. So sometimes they just show up to fuck and relieve their massive balls and then leave. But Kaylin, she's my favorite. Yeah, she's the tranny who I've been seeing the longest of all. I'd say, around 10 years or so, right, babe? Yes, 10 years. That's the majority of the time we've been together. That's because I knew from early on that I had only married you for your money and financial support and could never please me sexually. So I began searching around for a hung stud to fuck me and bring me actual pleasure. And one of my friends introduced me to her. So, for a whole decade, she and her friends have been coming over while you're at work to rail me into the fucking ground. And it feels so good fulfilling their deepest desires, as many of them have a bigger libido than even me. They can fuck me for hours, while your weak prick always shoots within 5 minutes. It's sad, really. Isn't it just tragic, Kaylin? Yeah, he is. Oh, what about the kids? Yeah, I know little Christy and little Daniel have rooms right next door. I know they can hear everything, and it turns me on. And trust me, they won't be surprised if you tell them. They know intimately that I bring hung tranny studs over to fuck me silly every day. That's right. You are the last to know. Always the last to know. And we all laugh at you when you're not around. What do they know? Oh, you stupid boy. They know everything. How could they not? As you heard, it's not exactly like Kaylin enjoys keeping quiet. And she really makes me scream. I remember the first night Christy heard us. It must have been like, 6 years ago when she was just 7 years old. And she creeped open the door to my room and saw three hung tranny studs, including my girl Kaylin here, raping and fucking every one of my holes. I will admit, I was a little scared and unsure at first, but she reacted in a way of confusion, like she just didn't know what was going on. So Kaylin had a good point. Why don't we just show her? So I told her to come onto the bed with her mommy to get a closer look. I even remember telling her that we were just, playing like she did with the boys at school. And we went slow with her at first. I thought she ought to acquire a taste for tranny dick before we sent her to the deep end. So Kaylin took her studly dick straight onto my pussy, hard and stiff and powerful, jutting straight into the air, and aimed it right at our little girl Christy's mouth. I remember how hard she blushed when those lips slid around this rigid shaft you just saw railing me. She was so embarrassed at first, but when she tasted her divine pre-cum and her preteen mouth, she fell into it so quickly. Kaylin put her hands around Christy's head and guided her lips to her dick. And I remember Christy asking, "Mommy, is this gonna hurt?" And I just laughed and told her it doesn't really matter if she gets hurt because it's all about making our tranny studs happy. And even if she does get hurt, she would still have fun servicing her tranny bull just like her mommy. It's her purpose as a woman, after all, to serve and pleasure cock whenever it's given to her. So she stuck her lips around Kaylin's she-dick and started bouncing her little 7-year-old head up and down on Kaylin's 9-inch dick with so much enthusiasm, like it was a lollipop. Ugh. And Christy was obviously enjoying sucking on that studly tranny dick so much. So much so that the other divine she-studs, who were fucking me just a moment before, started stroking their massive girl dicks at the sight of our 7-year-old daughter sucking transgender dick. And I was so into it, I started pushing her head down on Kaylin's dick so she could deep throw even more of her stud she-dick. And the depraved look on Kaylin's face. Oh my God. When she was face fucking our child, I'll never forget it. It was the look of pure bliss on both of their faces. I figured that little Christy was loving being face fucked so much, I should just let the other she studs out on her. They were sitting there stroking their huge dicks, but I encouraged them to go try out our little girl's holes. I told them how hot and tight her virgin pussy must be, how good it would make their girl dicks feel to rape a 7-year-old girl's hole. And they did not hesitate. They jumped on little Christy like hungry hyenas. One forced our little girl to jack off her dick. Christy's small hands barely fit around her thick prick. And the other girl went straight for her tender, puffy, pink, virgin pussy hole. Oh, God. And they did not go slow. They knew our little girl was into it, just like her mama. And the animalistic way those trannies raped our daughter's holes made me so fucking hot. Christy gagged and choked on Kaylin's dick while she was servicing two other trannies with her holes. She was being a good little tranny, pleasing slut, just like her mommy. And I was so proud of her. I wanted her to fuck and suck more. At first, she seemed scared. But as they kept fucking her, she eventually broke. I saw it in her eyes. By the time those tranny she studs busted their fat loads all over her face and back, little Christy had become a girl addicted whore just like her mommy. And I remember after she came, Kaylin looked at me and said, "Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Her pussy is even tighter than yours. I'll have to use her again sometime." And she did. In the years since, Kaylin has came over to our house multiple times to not even fuck me, but to fuck our slutty little preteen daughter instead. And I was never upset. I was proud our girl was becoming a slut who serves hung trannies and swears off weak pinprick losers like her daddy. And what about little Daniel? Well, I was actually hoping you would ask about Daniel. You ever take a look at our dear 6-year-old Daniel and just, like, get suspicious of anything? Like how his hair and eye color is different from you? And of course, how his cock is already twice as big as yours despite him not even being preteen yet? I know you're like so fucking oblivious to everything around you, but even you must think that a little suspicious. Like, how could his overdeveloped child dick have anything to do with your weak little worm? I'm proud of our little Daniel because I have seen intimately that even at his young age, he is already so much stronger and sexually virile than his daddy. Oh, why did I air quotes when I said his daddy? So even your stupid brain is starting to rub itself around. I mean, I have only let you fuck me like two or three times in the past year. And as you know now, these tranny studs with their heavy tits and their big dicks fuck me nearly daily, filling my cheating whore wife pussy full of their fertile girl spunk every day. At first, I was on the pill to prevent you from suspecting anything, but eventually, I just stopped caring. So I let Kaylin spray her jizz into my fertile cunt so I could help carry her superior dick girl genes. I view it as a service. Trannies encounter so much discrimination from weak men like you. So the least I could do is give my womb up to them to fuck and to breed. Plus, I wouldn't have to be disgusted knowing that I was carrying your baby a second time. Gross. I mean, thank God Christy was born a girl because if she was born a boy with your weak genes, I don't think I could bear raising one of your sons. They would be so fucking weak, and I'd probably just get an abortion or like sell his ass away to some horny trannies for more she dick. But I kept Daniel around because, well, he obviously isn't yours. Do you get it now, you pathetic worm? Daniel and his huge, overdeveloped child dick are Kaylin's offspring and not yours. Oh, seeing that look of absolute devastation on your face makes me so fucking horny right now. Knowing not only that the child who you thought was your son isn't yours, but he's the son of a strong, superior, big dick shemale who cucks you while you're out working all day. Isn't that so sexy? That's why he is strong and you are weak. That's why he gets to fuck my pussy while the best you ever get anymore is a hand job. What? Oh, yeah, I need to train little Daniel upright. He needs to know his strength and the power of his 8-inch child dick has over empty, needy cunts like his mommies. He needs to know that big dick little children like him ought to be able to fuck and pleasure any pussy he wants. So I've been having Kaylin train our little boy in the art of fucking. That's right. How to thrust, how to pull a woman's hair, how to slap around and spit on his bitches. You know, the basics any sexual predator should know. Was I supposed to let you give my son education in how to be strong? Don't make me laugh. I've been having Kaylin do all of that. Because her shemale cock gives Daniel a good, positive role model. He has even spit roasted me and Christy along with her before. They get along very well, actually. Just like a girl dick mother ought to with her big dicked children. I think it's cute. Sometimes he still suckles on her gigantic titties while he fucks me. And Daniel, has taken a real liking to invading Christy's room while she sleeps for hardcore midnight raping sessions. He really is coming along very well into his role as a sexual predator, just like his real parents, me and Kaylin, real strong sexual predators. He will be raping desperate little prey cunts at school before you know it. And we are so proud of our son. He already fucks laps around you. So, how are you taking this? Learning that not only is your whore wife cheating on you with a hung tranny stud who could crush you with no effort at all, but also that your 13-year-old daughter is being raped daily in service of superior tranny dick, and that the boy you thought was your son is actually the son of the shemale who is raping your daughter. And that the boy probably fucks your wife more than you ever have. It seems like the entirety of your happy little family life has been a lie all along. And that must be devastating to you. But honestly, the look on your face is making me horny. God, I should have revealed this to you so much sooner. I'm so fucking horny now to be railed by tranny rapist dick. Oh, why am I doing this? Listen, shemales face so much discrimination in society. It is a crime that we do not recognize these hung sexual goddesses as the queens they are. Their strength overwhelms me, even just looking at it every time. Like, how could you not look at this extra thick 9-inch she-cock and not want to serve and worship it? They ought to rule pussies like mine. So it is my duty to put out for them and allow them to use my pussy. It's the least I could do to make up for how society treats transgender women. I can say for sure that besides my little boy Daniel, that this pussy will stay tranny-owned for the rest of my life. Transgender woman just fuck better. So I have let her into my home for over a decade and allowed her and her dick girlfriends to rape me and our family whenever they want. I am raising our son to be strong sexual predator and rapist, just like my shemale bulls, and raising your daughter to know her place as a submissive little piece of rape bait for transgender dick, just as pussied woman like me ought to be. And speaking of that, I'm tired of looking at you. I mean, you have outlived your purpose to me, worm, and it's no longer fun having you around if you know what's going on between me and my transgender bulls. I suggest you start packing your things to get ready to move out, or I'll have Kaylin and her tranny friends make you leave. You have until the end of the night, and if I still see you here in the morning, I will have them beat the shit out of you and throw you out onto the street. You are nothing to me, and you have always been nothing to me. And don't worry, I'll make sure your kids get raised properly the way you never could. Why are you still standing there with your mouth hanging open? Didn't I give you an instruction to leave? Or do I need to call my shemale bulls on you? That's right. Scamper away, you little worm. Weak in leaving, just as you have always been.